This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. With all that's happening in the world, it's easy to ignore what's happening in small countries with regard to health, particularly what's happening in Sri Lanka with regard to the major outbreak of dengue fever. Dengue, or breakbone fever, is an illness that could easily sneak into the southern U.S. from our neighbors or from people visiting the U.S. More than one-third of the world's population live in areas at risk for dengue, and more than 100 million people are infected each year. Dengue is another example of an illness that started in monkeys and jumped to humans. It remained relatively minor and geographically restricted until the Second World War, which is when we started to transport mosquitoes around the world in cargo ships and planes. The disease is caused by one of four related viruses, all of them transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Now, interestingly, this is the same mosquito that carries the Zika virus. This particular mosquito is a robust, tough bug. It becomes infected with dengue when it bites a person who has the virus in their blood. After about a week, the mosquito can then transmit the virus by biting a healthy person. Once infected, people develop a high fever, severe headaches, often pain behind the eye, joint pain, muscle and bone pain, rash, and sometimes mild bleeding. Typically, the younger you are, the more mild the illness. At present, there is no vaccine to prevent infection, and there are no specific treatments. Our most effective intervention remains prevention, specifically activities to reduce the mosquito breeding and its biting. It is ironic that Sri Lanka is currently so heavily infected with dengue. You see, just last year, Sri Lanka obtained a remarkable public health achievement when the country was certified by the World Health Organization as having eliminated malaria from the island nation. Unfortunately, Sri Lanka is now facing an unprecedented outbreak of dengue. The disease has left hundreds dead. Hospitals are overflowing, and prevention efforts are in full force, with help coming from all sectors, including the military and schools. With rains far heavier than usual and temperatures far higher than is typical, perhaps dengue is a real example of how climate change can have an impact on human disease. When the rains come, the water is trapped in old automotive tires, in refuse such as bottle caps, and in puddles that can't drain because streams are overflowing. These small quantities of warm water are like the Ritz-Carlton to the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Now, in the U.S., we are taking dengue very seriously. It is now a reportable disease. There are lots of lessons that we can learn from other countries in the world, and Sri Lanka, with regard to dengue, is one good example. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.